أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا أأنت فعلت هذا بآلهتنا يا إبراهيم؟ قال بل فعله كبيرهم هذا فاسألوهم إن كانوا ينطقون. فرجعوا إلى أنفسهم فقالوا إنكم أنتم الظالمون. ثم نكسوا على رؤوسهم لقد علمت ما هؤلاء ينطقون. قال فتعبدون من دون الله ما لا ينفعكم شيئا ولا يضركم. أفل لكم ولما تعبدون من دون الله أفلا تعقلون. صدق الله العظيم. Discussing the story of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salat wa salam, after he had broken those idols, and when the community had called Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salat wa salam for, they asked him, أَأَنْتَ فَعَلْتَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. O Ibrahim, did you do this with our gods, with our idols? قَالَ بَلْ فَعَلَهُ كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا فَاسْأَلُوهُ إِنْ كَانُوا يَنْطِقُونَ. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salat wa salam responded, nay, its biggest one had done it. فَاسْأَلُوهُمْ إِنْ كَانُوا يَنْطِقُونَ. Then ask them if they can speak. Here, the action of breaking the idols was carried out by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salat wa salam. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salat wa salam attributes the breaking to the biggest of all the idols. The biggest here would either be in size or the one that was most revered as far as the people were concerned. We spoke about how it was manufactured, what it was made of, etc. The important aspect is here Ibrahim alayhi salat wa salam wanted to bring forth a point, and that was supposedly if this idol could speak, then obviously you should be asking the idol itself. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in the Quran, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ لِلرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدْ فَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْعَابِدِينَ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to the people that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had begotten a son, then I would have been the very first to worship that son. But because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not beget any son, so I will not worship any son, but I will worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So similarly here, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam brought this argument that supposedly, if these idols could speak, then you should be asking the idols. But the fact that the idols will not speak shows that they cannot be a god. Secondly, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam could have also brought this very strong point to them, that you people revered this big idol more than the others, and it became the cause of the others being broken down, like how if a thief's hand is cut off, then we will say that his stealing was the cause of the cutting, and here Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam brings it insofar as the cause is concerned. And in this manner, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam wanted to bring the argument forth, the very simple argument that the fact that the idol cannot speak, it cannot be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it cannot be a deity, it cannot be an object of worship. فَرَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Hence, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam's answer caused them to revert to themselves. فَقَالُوا إِنَّكُمْ أَنْتُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. They began to say amongst themselves that certainly you are the wrongdoers. In other words, you could have stopped Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam from this. You heard Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was going to break the idols, but yet you did not put any structure in place to stop Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. So you yourself are the wrongdoers. Or alternatively, they had realized at this point in time that they are the wrongdoers in worshipping the idols because the idols could not speak. ثُمَّ نُكِسُوا عَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِهِمْ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they bend their heads down. In other words, in realization and understanding, لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا هَٰؤُلَاءِ يَنْطِقُونَ. They said to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, certainly you know that these idols cannot speak. Hence this became the opportunity for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam to go forth with another round of da'wat, inviting them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ أَفَتَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Do you worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? مَا لَا يَنْفَعُكُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَضُرُّكُمْ. Such gods which can neither benefit you nor harm you. Here Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam gives this very powerful message, and when we look at the various ayats of the Qur'an-i-Kareem, In discussing this aspect of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam's da'wat, he speaks about this fact that the idols can neither benefit you nor harm you. And this is a very important aspect that we should be asking ourselves in whatever we do in this material world. Is there benefit in it? Is there harm? Is there benefit in the hereafter insofar as our reward is concerned in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is there benefit insofar as thawab is concerned? Is there benefit insofar as the acquisition of Jannah is concerned? Is there harm in our dunya life, in the life of this material world? Is there harm insofar as our deen is concerned? Is there harm insofar as the hereafter is concerned? This is that message that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam has left, a very, very powerful message also for each one of us, that perhaps we do not worship idols, but sometimes we make our own desires our own idols. We find that there is a very temporary benefit in something, but a long-term harm insofar as our deen is concerned, harm insofar as our akhirat is concerned, harm insofar as our jannat is concerned. And this is that message that we need to take from the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Thereafter Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam rebukes them and he says, "Uffil lakum wa lima ta'buduna min dunillah," that detested for you, in other words, you yourself is being detested, and whatever you worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ, do you not understand? And again, here the important lesson for us is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very clear understanding. Insofar as the hereafter is concerned, Allah has given us the clear understanding. Insofar as Jannah, Jahannam is concerned, Thawab and Azab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. And this is what we need to understand insofar as our deen is concerned. Perhaps we may not understand why we are carrying out an action, but we do understand it is the command of Allah, and that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, is total servitude to Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.